And today's guest is in the house, Johnny Winston. Before we speak to him, we're going to get one of his tracks on. And this is JW, as we call him now, Hide Love Away.
Baby, I'll understand. You have another hand to hold. Hold you. Even try to fight me. Your anger inside bleeds again and again. Is this what you want? 'Cause I'm gone for good. And I miss what we
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome to the show. Do you know, since I watched TV last night, I've been dying just to do this, because I was going to put the MP3 on, but I'll just do it vocally. Here's Johnny. Welcome to the studio.
Hello again.
Johnny Winston. Now, and of course, a lot of your tracks now have just got JW. Is that something you're looking at, just to... digits?
Yeah, well, I just decided to name... I had to come up with a title for the EP, so I just thought I'd be lazy and come up with JW.
I think that we're going to be talking about your new EP later on, but I think you should superimpose your head onto the bit where he pushes his head through the door.
And I should do, shouldn't I? That's not a bad idea.
There, just here's JW.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
It'll make for a really interesting front cover of an EP, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe a bit later down the line.
Now, just to recap, since your last visit, which was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're a singer-songwriter born in the Canaries.
I was born, yeah, in the Canaries, yeah.
Which just island?
Briefly.
There's seven of them, isn't there?
Just about. Sorry?
Which one? There's seven islands, isn't
there? Lanzarote.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah.
You then moved to Nottingham, and then you now reside still in
Northampton. Moved to Northampton.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're where now? You're in London?
Yeah.
North London.
In southwest, yeah.
North London, la, la, la. So you'll be a... Are you a Tottenham supporter?
No, I'm not. I don't actually support football. So, otherwise I would support England, but they're not very good, so I tend to stay away from it.
And you got your lovely girlfriend who's now taking photos, Sabrina. Ah, Sabrina! Who's from Canada.
Yes, she is.
Blame Canada.
Welcome to the show, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Now, let's get to the music, because for people who haven't heard your music, how would you describe your music genre?
I guess it's like an electronic soul clash, I reckon. A bit of Stevie Wonder and someone who does electronic things.
And we just played that last track, which was a track called Hide Love Away.
Yeah.
Is that one of your older tracks, or is that one of your new tracks?
This is one of the ones that's coming on the forthcoming EP.
And if you missed the last interview with Johnny, you can go onto the Phoenix FM webpage, go onto the shows, scroll down till you find Sunday Lunch Show, and you find all the acts that have appeared on the show, and you'll find Johnny Winston. You'll be able to listen to some of the first interview we've done back in, I think it was before the summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Just before summer.
And you...
July.
You was working on your EP at the time. You was playing a few stuff at them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what have you been up to since your last visit to...
Well, I have been very busy working on another music project, actually. And I've also been busy doing a degree, which is a bit of a burden on my existence at the moment. But, just chiselling away through that. And then, hopefully, after that, I can totally have all my time on what I want to do.
What are you studying?
I'm studying music production.
Oh, that's good.
And like sound design and stuff like that.
Is that a long course? Is it a couple of years?
Or? It's 2 years. It's 3 years squashed into two. So it's a lot of work.
Lots of work.
Yeah, we don't get much of a summer holiday.
Lots of revision. Yeah, you have to. I suppose you have to work through most of that, doing your revising over the summer holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is a tough one this year because it's not been bad summer, is it? It's been pretty warm.
No, exactly. Yeah, but I somehow managed to stay in every day making music anyway, so it works out all right.
We probably covered this on the first interview, but I think we definitely asked this, but what is the artist or band that influences your music currently?
There's a lot of... I wouldn't narrow it down to one artist. I'd say there's quite a lot of artists, even artists that I... unsigned artists that I go and see in gigs now and then, you know, I get inspiration from all types of music. So I guess if it was to narrow down, one of my biggest inspirations would be Al Green. So, but
so it's older artists,
yeah.
And you obviously got your guitar with you. Is that something you've been playing for a while?
I've been playing for about 7 years, guitar, but I just use it as a writing tool, really, to help write. I wish I learned piano, to be honest. But
what made you jump into music? I mean, obviously you started playing the guitar obviously when you was younger. What made you want to actually, you know, not for going from doing it socially in your bedroom to actually going and performing and writing music?
Well, my dad used to own a pub, and that was a good way for me to play music to people. And then once I started doing that, I got a pretty good... a lot of love from doing it, so I thought, you know, I'll give it a go and I'll try it out, and yeah, it's good. I'm having a lot of fun, so okay. At least I don't have to be in an office 9 to 5 right now. So,
well, for time wise, you're going to sing live for us in the studio.
Yeah,
we'll do that in the second hour, so we've got a bit more time. So before taking us up to the news now, so I'm going to pick another track off your MP3 collection. In Time, tell us a little bit about that one before I put it on.
This is a track that I wrote about a year ago. It's about hard times in the streets and stuff when things can start spiraling down and having to watch your back all the time, which I don't know from first-hand experience, but I know it from my friends who I used to live with back at home. So, yeah, that's
and what it's about. And is this one going to be on the new EP?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Johnny Winston, track called In Time.
Small for me. and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Save That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, welcome back. Do you like that last bit? Hey, we'll take that. Oh, they've split up.
Yeah, I love that.
That's getting up. They're luckily enough for that for me and that jingle, because it's quite old now. I was watching a little bit of Gary Barlow on the X Factor last night, and because he's leaving next year, and they're getting back with Take That, so that jingle will suddenly become brand new again.
That's so exciting.
It is for me, absolutely. Yeah, I was lost sleep over that jingle being out of date. Well, welcome back to the second hour, Sunday Lunch. Now, we was... your webpage says that you got new material out on the 12th of November,
yeah,
a couple of weeks' time.
That's right.
Now, last time you was in, we was talking about this, because you was working on the EP.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is simply entitled just JW.
JW, yeah.
How many tracks are you going to be featuring on that?
Just 4 tracks on that, yeah. I'll probably look into expand to more tracks on my next one, but... for now, I'm just going to stick to the 4.
And I'm going to be checking. You can check it out on Facebook. You can catch it on Facebook. You'll see the artwork, which hopefully will be changing to that pushing your face through that door with, hey, I'm Jay.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll sort that out.
Now, we're going to do a live track. What one have you picked for us?
Well, this one is... actually, this isn't going to be on the EP. This, I thought I'd play an exclusive track for you.
Exclusive. That'd be good.
And this one's called Games.
Okay, take it away.
Sure that there isn't any room for our hearts together, and I know you beg to differ with the words from my mouth, baby, 'cause I don't know when it's right to love you, baby, die. You fell from greater heights now. You're still in my way. What you gonna do, girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're still in my way. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard to take when your heart breaks, babe. Just don't let your feelings show, 'cause I'm not here to stay. I'm not here to stay, yeah. 'Cause I don't know when it's right to love you, baby, and fell from greater heights. Mm-hmm. You're still in my way. What you gonna do, girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're still in my way. What you gonna do, girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Lovely track. And that was called...
Games.
Games. Now, that's not... That's an exclusive. You've written that one...
Yeah, I've written this one. It's not that recent, because I've been working on this other stuff, but it's more recent than the other ones.
I love the track. Why are you not putting that on the EP?
Because I'm giving it time for the next...
You're splitting it for the ready for the next EP.
Yeah, a bit of an ear teaser.
Okay. Now, are you gigging at the moment? Where can we find you?
Yeah, yeah. My next gig is actually tomorrow at the workshop. Where is it?
That's down the street from Old Street Station.
Yeah, just down the street from Old Street, and it's for what's the event called? Dead or Alive. And I think I'll be on around about 8 o'clock. So if people want to come down to that.
And what's the name of that? Is that Old Street? And is that the name? The actual name.
The name of the place is called The Workshop.
The Workshop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you can check that out and find that online. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage?
Have
you fallen off?
I've been pretty lucky. I've seen some people have some pretty embarrassing moments. I think the most embarrassing thing for
Ollie Murs fell down the stage.
When you're gigging that much, it's going to happen, and especially on camera all the time, isn't he? So,
we was talking off air earlier on about nerves. Is it something that do you get nervous before a gig? Is it super nervous, or can you?
I mean,
I know you work through it.
I think I get more nervous when there's less people, because you know it's more intimate, and those intimate gigs they're really fun, but they're really nerve wracking at the same time. I don't think you can ever get over nerves. I think you just learn to deal with them in different ways. You've got different techniques, whether it's biting your tongue or I don't know. That was just a random one I just come up with there.
it's good to have the nerves, because I mean, when I gig, I still get nervous, and if you lose that, you lose your edge, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, gives you the adrenaline, doesn't it?
Yeah, radio's probably obviously different. You're singing in front of one or two presenters, and it's more, as you say, it's more intense.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be your ideal gig? Would you like to do a stadium? I know it's not a stadium, but like a festival, or do you like the pubs or clubs? What would you say if you get a booking? What do you think? Oh, I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a tough one. I think I really like clubs. Like, I played the XOYO the other day, and that was great. That was really good fun. And they looked after me really well there. And, yeah, that's probably the clubs and the DJ nights afterwards. It makes a really fun night. Yeah, it's quite... I'd say smaller venues as well are really cool. I think the big venues... I haven't really played a huge venue yet, but... I'm guessing they're quite distant from the crowd, and I guess it's not as fun in a way. Who knows? I don't know yet, though. We'll see.
Who would you like to be on stage with? If you could share the stage with someone, not necessarily someone famous, an unsigned band or a current act or previous act, you know.
Yeah.
Who would you like to go on stage with?
I'd like to see what it's like to be on stage with... Who's really fun? The other day, I saw a documentary the other day.
It's on the spot.
I don't know. It? Yeah, this is really on the spot here. Yeah.
I mean, it could be your support act, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I don't know.
Coldplay, actually.
I'd say, I'm really interested in James Blake lately, and really experimental music. I'd like to share the stage with that guy.
And you're quite young. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Is that, do you find that hampers you when you're getting gigs, or is it now that so many people are out there at such a young age that you're just about right to start into the music industry?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's... I think if you want to be the next young pop sensation, then you've got a limit to your age, but I don't really think there's much limit to how old you are with music. Just to say to all artists, I know that a lot of artists worry about that, and I'd say, don't worry about it, just focus on the music, because at the end of the day, if you're making something that you believe in, then I think you've got a good chance of it working out.
Yeah, I think with the way you can get into music now through the social media sites, you've got YouTube, the way you can record music has changed.
Yeah.
You only have to watch your talent, your X Factors of the world, to see just how young some of the people are. I mean, there's 16, 17
years. Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Sick.
It does make you sick a little bit. Let's have a few ads before we continue on this, and then we're going to play something off your list. Hate Child?
Yeah.
We'll play Hate Child straight after the ads.
What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Okay, quick look at the events guide. Let's have a look. Saturday the 9th of November, Hop Off 2 till Hop Off 4. Showcase book sale at Brentwood Writers Circle. That's at the Fairview Rooms, which is in the Brentwood Ursuline School, which of course is Queen's Road in Brentwood. Members will be reading their work and giving each other feedback for improvements. It's free to members, £3 for visitors. And you can contact Janice Grand, 01268 451 547. Of course, you can find all that information, all the links and the email addresses on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/events.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide. Phoenix 98 FM Travel Update.
Well, wind's starting to pick up, still blustery out there. Let's have a look at the roads and the traffic at the moment. Stewart's Green Road in Epping closed, both directions between Boa Hill Junction, Fiddler's Hamlet because of a serious accident involving a car. Roadworks at the moment, as always, the M25, speed restriction of 50 miles an hour, narrow lanes on the slip roads on the M25, that's Junction 30, A13, because of junction improvements, and also the long-term roadworks on the A13, both directions in Stamford Lee Hope, around the Stamford Lee Hope turn-off, expect delays there. London Underground looking like this, Central Line, planned disruption, Bethnal Green to Loughton, no service, and also District Line, Upminster, Dagenham East, no service. DL our Docklands Light Railway, Canning Town to Beckton is currently no service, and London Overground is like this at the moment. Caledonian Road and Barnsbury is disrupted. Stratford to Highbury and Islington is currently no service, and Surrey's Quays to Clapham also, Clapham Junction also no service there. So if you're travelling anywhere, make sure you check the traffic or travel updates on their websites for those on the services. I'll keep you up to date if anything comes in the meantime. That is your traffic and travel at 13:17 on Phoenix FM.
Helping to keep Brentwood and Billericay moving. Phoenix 98 FM Travel.
Welcome back. Yeah, it was. It's getting. I was just saying it's really blustery, but looking outside, it doesn't look very blustery. Sun's shining now, so I'm just wondering whether what time this big storm's going to come, because it might not. We don't know.
It may well do.
I mean, it's going to be later on today, but it's. I always think if you're going to, you know, stay indoors, you know, just don't go anywhere if it's going to be a day off, isn't it? Don't tell your boss. I said you listen to Phoenix FM. We told you that. Right, we're going to get another track on. This track is called Hate Child. Tell us a little bit about that quickly.
This is I wrote this about domestic violence, and I guess I'm kind of trying to raise a bit of awareness there for that, and you'll be able to hear it in the lyrics. Mostly like teenage domestic violence and how, you know, some girls can be trapped in that social trap there. I don't really know how to say it much better than that.
Absolutely. Okay, let's give it a whirl.
You need answer, survive. Yeah. down. Oh, need her now. She's the only one who can see your beauty. So what is beauty to a night that only knows to cry? Love is hard to find.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Skidmarks, your local tyre and wheel alignment specialists, is now recognised as a female-friendly service centre. We strive to be a female-friendly business and will never overcharge, patronise or sell women anything they don't need or want. And because we've signed up to the female-friendly garage code, you'll find no hidden costs and no jargon. Just a warm welcome, comfortable surroundings and an honest appraisal of the work needed. To find out more about the services we offer, call 01277 210 414 or visit us at www.skidmarksltd.com.
Spire Heartwood Hospital Brentwood, private treatment for the operation you need. Get fast access to expert consultant surgeons for hip and knee surgery, cataract removal, hernia repair, varicose vein treatment and many other procedures. You don't need private medical insurance to use our safe, clean and comfortable private hospital. For a guide price or to book an appointment, call Brentwood 232 525 or visit spireheartswood.com.
Welcome back to the show. Now, is he nodded off? He's back.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm just, who just tweeted me? Sabrina, was that you?
Yeah.
So now I know who my followers are. Sabrina de Gololio. Sabrina di Gallialio. There you go. I followed you ages ago, you followed me back, and I didn't know it was you. Now I'd see now, I've got the name to the face. I've got to say hello to my follower, and she's right here in the studio.
There she is.
Can't be bad. When was the last time you told a porky?
A lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I've never told a lie.
That's what we call
life.
It in Essex, porky pie.
Yeah, yeah. Lie. Oh, I don't do things like
it's
that.
It's rather awkward now with your girlfriend sitting in the same studio,
know,
isn't
right?
it?
Yeah.
So, well. Now, we was talking about that last song that you wrote, about domestic violence. So I listened to the lyrics, there were some great lyrics there. Now, you write all your own material, of course.
Yep.
Talk us through where you get inspired for that. How do you write a song? I always ask this to all my guests because I'm a non-songwriter. I've had a little dabble, but I can't do it. So what starts you off? Do you get the lyrics? Do you bash out any guitar first and then write to it, or do you see something and think, you know, that will make for a good song?
Yeah, I guess it's all those things, really. It can be a beat first, it can be a certain phrase that's quite intriguing, or it can be just like one melody that I really latch onto and work the rest of the song around that, really. So
have you had, I was listening to a lot of the tracks that you've got at the moment, you got a good range there. Have you had vocal training, or is it
no, I've never. Yeah, this I did. I've had one lesson, but you know, trying to change the way I sing, I don't really like it. So I'd rather just stick to my own style. I think, I don't know, I might be being a bit, but I think that vocal trainers try and mould you into something that's just commercially viable, you know, whereas that can't be, exactly be the best thing all the time. I mean, it can be sometimes for some singers.
Yeah. So,
but
let's talk about videos, because I know you've got some videos out. You've got... They can be found on YouTube, I take it.
Yeah, yeah, I've got a video that's on my YouTube channel, which is just a cover of No Diggity, and I've got a video up on SBTV of their new series, which is called Strip Bear, and you can find that by just searching in YouTube, Johnny Winston, and it's the Flatline track, which is...
I love No Diggity. It's a fantastic track.
Yeah,
it's good. Is it one you could do live?
Yeah.
Hmm. Shall we put him on the spot and get him to play it live?
Yeah, of course, I can do that.
We'll do that in a sec then. Have you got more coming out in the pipeline? Because you've got, obviously got your EP. Are you going to...
I've done a couple. I've got a free garage track up for download on my SoundCloud with a guy called Scullius, who I used to go to college with back in Northampton. So, and he's gotten on really well, and we did a track together and it worked out really cool. So that's on my SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/Johnny Winston. And that's Johnny without an H.
That's right. Now, take it, you're unsigned, so obviously you're going to be looking to change that in the going forward. We were just going on how important, because you just we're talking about YouTube, etc., social media sites are. How can people get hold of you or look up your music? Because obviously spelling is important.
Yeah, because there's no H in Johnny.
There's no H in it. So on Twitter, it's...
It's at Johnny Winston UK.
Okay.
And then all the rest of, like, Facebook and SoundCloud, it's just / Johnny Winston. But if you can't be bothered to do that, then just go to johnnywinston.com and there should be links.
You got the links on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you do go to that, you'll see the EP track there with a kind of blurred out face of Johnny Winston, and obviously that one will be changed for the new track with the face coming through the window.
Here it goes again, eh?
Courtesy of DJ Tony's at the bottom. You could put that with special thanks on the back of the, you know, when you buy those things, there's a special thanks going out to.
Yeah, definitely.
So I was thinking that that being there's you're in a studio, you could play one of my favourite tracks and play No Diggity. Yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
fantastic. Do you want to put it now?
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'll talk while you get your guitar. And at the moment, Sabrina is tweeting everyone in the whole wide world. And I know this because my headphones keep going.
And get my
he's running out the studio. It's like that program with Anthea Turner where she runs around and everyone follows, the camera crew are following him out there making a documentary. I can hear the gun going, dick, 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 dick. And if you want to tweet us here at the studio, you can tweet me at DJ Tony Sat. You can tweet at Phoenix FM, all one word, and let us know what you're getting up to today. Or you can hit us on Facebook, as always, Phoenix FM, or go to the website, which is phoenixfm.com. He's raced back to the studio, and we've put him on the spot now, because he's now going to do a track, which is on YouTube, and this track is called...
No Diggity.
Here we go, No Diggity.
Shorty, get down, good luck. Baby's got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day is true play away. Can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, I'm pushing fair rides, it's no surprise. She got chicks in the stage, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, when she's on, she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, wanna get in, can I get low so I can win? I like the way you work it. I'm about to bag it up, baby. I like the way you work it. I'm about to bag it up.
like the way you work it, yeah. I'm about to bag it up, babe. I like the way you work it. I'm about to bag it up. She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. My baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a low. Well, let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves, so freak what you heard. I'm rolling with the fatness. You don't even know where the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. Like the way you work it, uptight all day, every day. You blow my mind, and maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride. I like the way you work it, I'm about to bag it up. I like the way you work it, I'm about to bag it up. I like the way you work it, and baby, I'm about to bag it up now. I like the way you work it. I'm about to bag it up.
There you go. Fantastic. That's better.
Thank you.
The it was. Let me just take that off there. Hang on. I've got all the buttons pressed in the wrong order. Now. That's one of my favourite tracks, I was saying earlier.
Is
on.
It?
It's great to put you on the spot.
That's
and
cool.
Great for singing it. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
I was just checking all the buttons, because I was just listening to on air, because we can listen through the desk on both, so you can listen to the studio version, and I was just listening to it on air. It sounds even better.
Yeah?
All compressed their souls. And we'll be doing some copies of that, and as always, you can find that we'll be doing the full write-up on the show page blog, which you can get at phoenixfm.com, under the Sunday Lunch. Just go into programme, scroll down until you find Sunday Lunch, and you'll find the pictures, and also you'll find his previous interview several months back by scrolling down. Now, we spoke about the X Factor and things. Have you been watching this year's X Factor? Just something you've
watched? I've watched a couple of episodes, but I don't really.
You missed yesterday.
You missed last night's one.
It gets a bit samey after a while for me. It's the same thing every year, you know.
Is it something you do? I mean, people say
no.
I have people say that they won't do it. I've had guests on here, so they won't do it, and then they've since been invited and they're going to do it. there's obviously the other programs out there. You've got Voice, Britain's Got Talent, but if you got if the call came in, Sabrina would take the call, and they said, "Look, we want Johnny." I was with the Canadian. Hey, we want Johnny on the on the show. make it happen. And she says, "Yeah, Johnny, come on, let's go." What would you do? Great bit of impersonation there, wasn't it?
Was
fantastic. Just like, I mean, you barely knew the difference.
That was, yeah, I know. For a minute there, I thought it was her.
You wouldn't do it. You would do it.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't think I would say that to him.
I think when I was younger, it was a lot more appealing to me. It seems as though as I've gotten older, I've become a bit more wise to the business side of music, which is, you know, not as glamorous as they work out. But especially in the areas of X Factor, but I'm not going to say any more about that. But, you know, for me, I think it's good for people who, you know, they've always wanted to be a singer. I think it's great for them to be able to get on the TV, and it's such great exposure because there's so many people watching the X Factor. I mean, overnight, you've got over 20,000 followers on Twitter just from one performance, and it's brilliant for that. But I think for me, as a songwriter, I wouldn't want to do it.
It's a bit like selling your soul because, I mean, any of those tracks that you've previously done will then be hijacked, so you're not making any money
out
of it because obviously it's going to you sign that away. But also a lot of the new acts have barely gigged. I mean, some of the groups they put together certainly haven't gigged, so you're kind of jumping past from a non-performer, I suppose. It's hard for me to explain, but you, the part of when I DJ, for instance, you're learning your trade, like you'll go to pubs, clubs, learn your trade, and that's part of the fun of getting to where you are, where some of these people are just catapulted, and hence
yeah, that's right, yeah. Why they you know, as quick as you go in is as quick as you go out, I think.
Absolutely.
You know.
What's in store for you for the rest of the year, Johnny, and next year? What you're working towards now?
The rest of the year, I'm going to get this burden of a degree finished. Well, it finishes next year, but yeah, that's what I'm basically going to be doing. But I'll just keep writing songs. That's what I do. That's what I'm good at. So I'll just stick with doing that for the rest of the year. And next year, yeah, we'll see what comes with... Sorry? With the new projects I'm working on, so...
Did you have the beard last time? I can't remember.
I didn't have a beard, no. I don't usually show myself in public with a beard like this.
Is this the new look?
This is... Yeah.
So what you been spring like?
I like it better.
She likes it better. She looked more Canadian. Looks like you're going to go chop up a load of logs any minute now.
More like that.
Yeah.
She gets you wearing one of those checkered things. Do you know what? I remember last time I was in here, we was talking about that program. Remember I said there's only one program I remember watching, that Canadian one, and it was the Mountie. Due South.
Yeah.
That was it. And you'll be like, what's it? It's like deja vu, all back again. It's just like series one of the show.
Yeah.
What's, talking about reality TV, Big Brother. If you was on Big Brother, say for instance you was on the show, who would be the worst person you could probably have in there? You think, oh no, really, a bloke or woman, or group, they really annoy me. I couldn't stand being in here with 30 days with that.
I'm going to go with...
Careful.
You. No, I'd say probably Stacey Solomon, to be honest.
She was on Celebrity Juice last night.
She just talks far too much and tries far too hard, bless her, but...
I've met her a couple of times. not only to chat to after concerts and stuff, but last night she was on the TV and she was... I mean, it was the Essex look. I mean, she was bright orange, and she's had these because she's got quite big teeth. I hope you're not listening. Hello, Stacey, if you're listening. had her teeth white, and they are so white. I mean, look, they're like that. If you're looking on the webcam. they are whiter than white. It looks really strange because if you have them done, some people just go to. I know they've got different levels, but some people just go like,
yeah,
they're extreme.
I know. They can really be a blinder. You need sunglasses to be talking to her face to face. Really,
it is becoming an Essex thing, isn't it? Everyone walking around like Mr. Ed. we were talking about what influences your music. What's the type of music do you listen to socially? If you're in the car, I mean, do you listen to yourself, or do you put your CD on?
What? It's changed. I listen to so much different stuff, but at the moment, I've been listening to a lot of experimental music, which is like Lapalux and Mount Kimby, if anyone knows those guys, but they're very underground. I've been listening to a lot of that, but I do as well. I still listen to really. The really old good classic soul. It inspires me more than anything these days, and hip hop as well is massive inspiration for me. The beats in hip hop, and just watching hip hop and keeping up to date with hip hop, I love it.
I think a lot of people try and escape some of the electronic music, although it's still being kept alive by VC, Calvin Harris, etc. But I think a lot of the older music is starting to come back. Rap is a lot more rap coming up. Hip hop, some light house is starting to make its way back in the charts, which is a good thing. Lastly, if you could go on a dinner date, not a date, but if you could go for dinner or hang out with someone, an artist or celebrity from past or present, dead or alive, who would you pick?
I would pick Liam Gallagher.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That'd be funny.
Not
be a good laugh.
Sabrina, you can go to the other calf with a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, there you go.
They can have a little ruck afterwards. They were talking about making a comeback, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I think it's the press talking and not them.
Yeah.
I went to see Oasis many years ago, and he was at the V Festival, and they didn't turn up. So,
that's rock and roll for you.
South, It was done by, I can't think who it was now, because we've been saying South, who was it? Anyway, it was done by someone else.
Back in the day when you could not turn up, right?
Yeah, they
couldn't do that these
days. They just didn't turn up, and that was the end of that. And it was a bit of a shame, but then they split up not long after that.
Yeah.
But there you go. Now, thanks for joining me. Let's quickly run through how people can get hold of you. Johnny Winston, no H in that, music. You can find you on Twitter, but the best way, really, is to go straight to the website and find all the links on that.
Yep.
The new EP is coming out. That will be ready when about?
12th of November, yeah.
12th of November, that is the
in all stores, yes. So at the moment, I've got it advertised as iTunes, but it's everywhere.
You can get it everywhere?
Yeah.
On all the downloadable.
Yeah, you should.
And that will be, hopefully, with the new album artwork.
In your dreams. I'll make it happen one day, I promise.
That's going to be for your second or third EP.
I'll make a meme.
If you get really famous, you can do it. Perhaps, underneath, you'll have my head coming through the door. I don't know. Thanks for coming back on the show. Good luck in the future. We're going to play out with another of your tracks now. This is a track called Flatline. Quickly tell me a little bit about this one.
This one is on SBTV on their new sessions, which is called Strip Bear. And... you'll be able to find it by just searching YouTube. So that's Flatline.
Okay, Johnny Wilson, this is Flatline. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
My heart is on flatline. Got my baby telling me I'm out of time.
Oh, no.
Where did I cross the line? I don't even know. Oh, now. Got my feelings wild and tired from the words that were forced into my mind. Has it ever been right? Or is there somebody else with a greater wealth than me? Baby, I couldn't see, 'cause I was on my knees begging you, darling, please, my love, my love. 'Cause I'm walking on marks on your left arm are telling me someone else has worked this job. Oh girl, don't hide it now. I've been here so many times that it's home to me. Well, baby, now I can see I'm no longer on my knees begging you, darling, please, my love, my love. So I'm walking on back.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.